Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the next hour, we'll be featuring the women of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Brenda Holloway, Mary Wells, Charlene, Diana Ross, Martha with the Vandellas, the Marvelettes, Kiki D, and the Velvettes. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature the women of Motown.
You treated me listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Their number one smash hit in both the United States Billboard Pop Charts and the Rhythm and Blues Charts, My Guy, number one from 1964. Before that, Brenda Holloway made me so very happy. She co-wrote that song with her sister Patrice. Blood, Sweat, and Tears had a great hit with it in the early 1970s, but her original version of it only reached number 39 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1967, and Brenda only had three 45s that charted on the top 40. And we started with Glass Dine, the Pips, and Friendship Train, number 17 from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, a one-hit wonder from Charlene and I've Never Been to Me. Well, I've Never Been to Me is a ballad that was written and composed by Ron Miller and Kenneth Hirsch, and it was made popular by Charlene. Although its original release in 1977 barely registered on the United States Billboard Hot 100 charts, it's re-released in 1992, hit number 3 in the U.S., and earned her a gold certification in Australia, where it held the number 1 spot for 6 weeks. In addition, the song topped the charts in Canada for 4 weeks, Ireland for 3 weeks, and the United Kingdom. It was also a top 10 triumph in Norway, Belgium, New Zealand, and the Netherlands, and became Motown's first top 10 hit by a white female solo singer. Well, what led to the great success of the song was in 1982, Scott Shannon, who was a disc jockey back then at Tampa radio station WRBQ-FM, started playing Never Been to Me off the Charlene album, and the response from local listeners was so great that it motivated Scott Shannon, who was a former Motown employee, to alert Motown president Jay Lasker to the track's potential. Well, Jay Lasker located Charlene, who was discouraged by the poor performance of her 1977 Motown releases, and by the label's decision not to release a second album she had recorded. She had left the music industry and married an Englishman and subsequently accompanied him to his native land and taken a job at a candy factory. Well, Lasker personally telephoned her with the invitation to re-sign to Motown Records to facilitate the re-release of I've Never Been to Me, and that occurred in February of 1982. Charlene was never able to successfully follow up I've Never Been to Me, so it was her only top 40 single. Well, here is Charlene and I've Never Been to Me right here on Motown.
Hey, lady. Cursing at your life, you're a discontented mother and a regimented wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you'll never do, but I wish someone had a talk to me like I want to talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California. To share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lies. Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie. A fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my life exploring the subtle hole.
Don't want it. If there's a remedy.
Martha and the Vandellas with a great song, I'm Ready for Love, reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. Before that, Diana Ross and her number 1 smash hit Love Hangover, number 1 from 1976. And we started with Charlene and I've Never Been to Me, a one-hit wonder. It reached number 3 from 1982, and Charlene's full name was Charlene D'Angelo. That song reached number 97 5 years earlier in 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all the women of Motown. Well, coming up, the Marvelettes and Don't Mess With Bill right here on Motown Memories.
Don't mess with Bill. Don't mess with Bill.
Don't mess with Bill.
Say it one more time.
Don't mess with Bill.
Well, I know he's the guy who put tears.
Thank you.
makes you feel so fine.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Velvet's a Motown Memory's favorite artist. These Things Will Keep Me Loving You. It only reached 102 in the Billboard Pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 43 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts, and it did reach number 34 in the UK in 1966. Before that, Kinky D with Love Makes the World Go Round. It was her only charting song by herself, reaching number 87 on the pop charts of the United States from 1971, but she was teamed with Elton John in 1976 on the number one smash hit, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And we started with the Marvelettes and Don't Mess With Bill, number 7 from 1966. Well, this half hour, we featured the Women of Motown. Coming up after the break, more Women of Motown. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.